soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on December 7, 2016. The most amazing thing has struck me as I behold the ministry of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels. When he came to his own, and his own received him not. And the Lord Jesus turned to minister to whosoever will. And whosoever would come unto the Lord. And there was varying degrees of people that had interest and intrigue, and those that would seek for their life to find pure waters that they could drink from the Lord. From a Samaritan to those that were deemed sinners by the religious would come to the Lord, while he would heal people that were blind or even raise the dead for the glory of God to reveal the Messiah, the coming one. But Jesus would sit down and teach the people. He would instruct them. The Lord didn't come to condemn, but he came to instruct, for judgment, to separate what was false. Jesus has the right to teach. Jesus has the right to bring correction. God Almighty, the Father, spoke from heaven out of a cloud, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." John heard this, the Baptist, one preparing the way of the Lord, that was written of John in Isaiah 42, preparing the way of the Lord. The apostles heard this excellent glory speak of Jesus. Clearly, God Almighty is saying, "Hear my Son." His name is the Word of God, as is written in Revelation 19:13. And even in John 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was manifested, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father." Hear him. Jesus has things to say and things to correct. And let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the ecclesia, the assembly of the Lord. Scattered here and there upon the hills and upon the mountains, as it is written in Ezekiel 34. But there's one shepherd, Ezekiel 34, John 10. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man can come to the Father but by me." What Jesus showed in Matthew 23, it's recorded how Jesus went through the land. The religious characters, the Pharisees, the scribes, the priests, the elders, that when Jesus came to his own, they did not receive him. They did not have the love of God in them. They did not receive Jesus, who came in his Father's name. They did not have the Word of God abiding in them. They did not relate to the message of Jesus, and they rejected him and despised him and ultimately murdered him. Jesus shows in Matthew 23, they sat in Moses' seat and they would command the people but not do one work with their own finger. They would bind heavy burdens on the people that were grievous to be borne. And they'd lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves would not move them with one of their fingers. Matthew 23:4. All their works they do for to be seen of men. That's what drives them. That's all that's important. That's all they're aware of is man, not God. And they make broad their phylacteries. They have a show, a religious look, a fad, just like they do today. They enlarge the borders of their garments. Well, we might not have that style today, but it's all the same thing, a showmanship of the hypocrites. They love the uppermost part rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogue. What's a synagogue? It's the place where they met. It's the building. It's the institutional religion where people sat and watched and listened, and others performed, having been trained, learning scripts, things to say. But the Lord would minister in those synagogues, and the apostles were sent in Jesus' name, speaking in the synagogues the word of God. Going on and describing, hearing what Jesus described about these religious leaders and religious setting. They loved the greetings in the markets to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi, which means great one, master, teacher. But Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 8, to his disciples, but be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. Here's teaching from Jesus. Here's instruction from Jesus. Does any in the land of Christianity or in churches pay attention to the master? What can we learn from Jesus' teaching? He's explaining a dynamic of people that love showmanship, love to be exalted by men, really regard what people say and think of them. And they love titles. Rabbi. What's common today? Pastor. But Jesus tells his disciples, those that continue in his word, yes, believe and continue in his word, being taught by the Lord, don't do this. Because you're brethren. Call no man upon the earth for father, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Jesus is making it very clear in verse 8 and in verse 10 that the role of rabbi or master and teacher belongs to Jesus. And when you take what belongs to Jesus, you're stealing. You're a thief. You're a robber. You're stealing what belongs to another. And you are in an antichrist. You are in a replacement of Jesus. That's how serious this is. Men that are wise love correction. That's how they become wiser. They learn. But a fool despises it. There are people that say, I don't care what you say, what the truth is. I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do the way I want to do it. And that's all there is to it. But they're going to say, Lord, Lord. And Jesus said in Luke 6:46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? He that is greatest among you shall be your servant. This is what Jesus said. And whoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Do you see the context of this declaration of Jesus? It's right in line with the hypocrisy of religiosity of the pseudo-leaders that stand in the place as the servant of the Lord, but they don't serve the Lord. They stand as elders, but they aren't even disciples, for they disregard the instruction of Jesus. They love to be standing in the place of Jesus, being looked on as an overlord, a master of the people. But the Lord told his disciples, do not do this. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, and you don't even allow those that are entering to go in. You block the way. You hinder the way. By you, the truth is evil spoken of. We're going to hear what Peter's testimony is also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make a long prayer. Therefore you shall receive greater damnation. It's all about the money. Ripping off even little widows. Woe unto you, blind guides, which say, whoever swears by the temple, it's nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he's a debtor. You fools and blind, whether it's greater the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold. This teaching of Jesus shows that these leaders who you'd think would hear from God and seek God and know the Messiah and receive instruction, no, they're blind and they're the ones leading the people. Do you see how dangerous this is? Who should you follow? Who should be your teacher? Ladies and gentlemen, I read these things so you'd realize the state of Judaism. Religion, meeting in synagogues with leaders that were corrupted and called blind guides, blind leaders by Jesus. And Jeremiah saw it in Jeremiah 5:21. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by them, and my people love it so. What shall you do in the end thereof? Jesus went through in the temple and kicked over the money changers for selling doves and the sacrifices. And they turned the Father's house into a den of thieves. And that word den is cave. A cave of thieves. You've turned my Father's house into a cave of thieves. It's big business. Religion. It's a racket. In Galatians Chapter 1, Paul presented the gospel, having been trained as a Pharisee of Pharisees. Paul talked about how he was trained. He said in Philippians 3, verse 4 and following, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Why? Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the ecclesia, the assembly. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Paul really had it together. But the things where were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. See, you could keep the dung and lose Christ, or you can chuck the dung and win Christ, ladies and gentlemen. But Paul was one that really had the religious thing down. The monetizing, the exalting, the teaching of traditions of man, of being a hypocrite, a stage player, of being an orator, all of it without power, without glory, without truth, full of leaven and falsehood. And these are the things that Jesus said, take heed. Beware of men. Take heed. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. What was he speaking of? Their hypocrisy and their doctrine. You got to hear what Jesus has to say. He has a lot to say. He's the master. He's the rabbi. He's the teacher. He's the shepherd. He's the apostle. He's the prophet. He's the Christ. He's the Lord. He's everything. You can get rid of the dung, ladies and gentlemen, and find Jesus and sit at his feet over and over. Jesus would speak to the multitudes and he would teach them and instruct them and he would marvel. And he said to the Father, Father, how you've hid these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. Oh, even so, Father, it seemed good in your sight. This is in Matthew 11. Listen. Verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father except the Son, and he to whomever the Son will reveal him. Ladies and gentlemen, you need things revealed to you through the Holy Spirit. Man can't reveal the Lord. Man can't reveal truth. It has to be Jesus. You have to hear his voice, his teaching through the Holy Spirit, through the gifts of Christ, authentic, real servants of Jesus Christ, as you'll hear Paul talk about. But listen to further this instruction of the Lord in Matthew 11. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's Jesus. He will get down and wash your feet. He's Lord and Master. But he did this as an example to wash the feet, to serve, because he that is greatest will be the servant of all. That's the mode of operandi in the kingdom of God. That's how it operates. And sad to say, this is not the mode of operandi in the religious system, and you know it's true. Jesus told his disciples that the Gentiles exercise lordship over the people, but it shall not be so among you. Who was he speaking to? His disciples. In the kingdom of God is where people submit to the Lord in their heart and obey him with Jesus as master, with Jesus as Lord, with him as all in all, our wisdom, our Lord, our teacher, the one that reveals, illuminates through the Holy Spirit. And the Lord uses his servants that walk in this humility and meekness of Jesus. Listen to this. This is in Galatians. And Paul shared how we got the gospel. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren which are with me unto the assembly of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now listen, Galatians 1:8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Do I persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You can't please God and please man. Who are you trying to please? Ask yourself the question. Those that speak influence into your life, who are they seeking to please? Are they even ministries of Christ? Are they even disciples of Jesus? Do they do what he says? Are they teachable or no? Now, verse 11 of Galatians 1. I certify you, it says. I proclaim to you, I declare to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. We just got done hearing how Jesus said, the Father is concealed, Jesus is concealed. It has to be revealed who the Lord is by Jesus. And the gospel, the very essence of the pure word of God without leaven that will save your soul to the uttermost, that's about the Lord Jesus Christ shedding his blood and bearing our sins in his own body and being buried for 3 days according to the scripture and being raised again from the dead according to the scripture. This is the gospel. that's revealed, and it didn't come from man, and it didn't come from any denomination or any group or any people. It came from the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and it is written. Galatians 1:13, Paul says, "For you heard of my conduct in the times past in Judaism, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of God and wasted it or destroyed it." Paul's saying, you heard how I used to live when I was one of them. I was one of the religionists. I was a professional. All those wonderful things. I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. I was zealous of the law. Tribe of Benjamin. And he said, I was in religion, Judaism. And how beyond measure I persecuted those true faithful sheep of God. And I destroyed it. And he says, I profited, I benefited in Judaism above many my equals in my own nation. He's talking about the DNA, the bloodline of Jews. Paul says, I was much more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. He was radical. And where do those things come of Judaism? It was hearsay, traditions of men, commandments of men. It's written in Isaiah 29, 10 through 13. Mark 7, Jesus deals with why these people, the scribes and the Pharisees, they wondered why the disciples of Jesus did not keep their traditions. That should tell you something. Are you keeping traditions of religion? Or are you following the teaching of Jesus? The system is an order. It's a world. And the same thing of Judaism has become the same thing of churchianity or Christianity. It's not a religion when you have faith in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, when you walk as a new man recreated after the image of him that created him, and when you have faith in the operation of God, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. The instruction of Jesus in Matthew 11, the last two verses, are to come unto Jesus. Have you done that? The Lord said, learn of me. Have you done that? Have you taken his yoke upon you? Have you followed him? Are you listening to him? Are you being taught by the Lord? All these things are written. And Paul said, though he ravaged and persecuted and blasphemed against the Lord and his new covenant in Jesus Christ, killing Christians, believers, thinking he was doing God's service. He was blind. But he thanked God for the mercy. He did it in ignorance and unbelief. And God set Paul as a pattern for those that would later come into the faith in believing in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. We're saved by grace through faith, through the mercy of God, the love of God, through faith. Being justified, not of works of law, but his mercy. And there's one body, one faith, one spirit. The doctrine of God comes from the Lord. He is the Word of God. He will teach you through the Holy Spirit. And as you learn the voice of the Lord, you'll recognize the voice of the Spirit of Jesus in others. You'll bear witness with their spirit that they are the sons of God. And it's time that you grow up and be committed to the Lord as a disciple, follower of Jesus, a learner. Take heed. The leaven is corrupted. The whole world. The whole world lies in wickedness and deceit. And Jesus warned, take heed that you be not deceived, for many are going to come in my name, deceiving and being deceived. Peter said in 2 Peter 2, listen to this, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. It's a fact. Who secretly shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. How many? Many shall follow their pernicious ways. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Man, they're greedy. They want what you have, and they will take it. A thief and a robber, and we're going to hear what Jesus said in John 10 about the thieves and the robbers. Because they're full of covetousness. They're going to make merchandise of you, just like they did to the temple of God that Jesus overturned the money changers, the buyers and the sellers. The sellers and the buyers. It's all a big business. These things are written for your warning. Take heed. In John 10, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Jesus explains, he's the door. He's the shepherd. Who are the thieves and robbers? Well, they're not going through the door. And if you look up the word came and the word before, you're going to be shocked to find out what the Lord is saying. It's those that come in his name and they won't go through Jesus. They won't do what he said. They're going to violate his teaching, and they're thieves and robbers. And they come to kill, steal, and destroy. You got to make sure you're familiar with this chapter. How many shepherds are there? One. How many folds are there? One. And yet today on every corner, you have denominations and groups and sects and this body and that group and this church and that church. But you'll find it hard to find disciples that follow Jesus and hold to the word of truth. In verse 8, Jesus said, "All that came, made themselves known in public show before him, stood in his place, went before him, stood in front of him." Like Jesus talked about in Matthew 23, they call themselves by titles. They exalt themselves over the people as an overlord, as Peter chided against in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Matthew 20, 25 through 28. Mark 10, 42 through 45. It doesn't work that way in the kingdom of God. But God would minister to the people in synagogues just as he would minister today to places called churches. When you look up the origin of the English word church, it is not based off the Greek text, ekklesia, which means assembly. An English word church is off a Greek word that has a totally, completely different meaning as a place, a Lord's house, and it's not the Lord. It's the ruling class of leaders that beat you, abuse you, take your money in the name of Jesus. And it's time that the people that profess faith in Jesus not follow strangers, not follow thieves and robbers and wolves and hirelings, but follow the Lord. There's a reason that we're commanded to preach the word of God. Paul said to Timothy, "I command you before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine." And that's sound doctrine, the true doctrine that comes from the Lord, pure without leaven or mixture or tainting or worldliness or carnality or the wisdom of man. Because the time will come when people will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and turn from the truth to fables. And that hour's here.
This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtoReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.